Howdy, history writers. This is Doc Boyle, head bird wrangler and trail boss of Old West DailyReader.com. Take a few minutes, let's ride the memory trail through Old West Daily Reader into the past. This is program 45 for 2019. What was happening during the calendar week in November 2nd through November 8th in the Great American Old West? November 2nd, 1889, the Kelvin Grade Massacre in Arizona. Two sheriffs, Glenn Reynolds and William A. Hunky Dory Holmes, attempted to transfer one Mexican and eight Apache prisoners from Safford, Arizona to the Yuma Territorial Prison by stagecoach and train. Things went amiss when on the second day the heavily loaded stage couldn't climb the rain-soaked Kelvin Grade. The two sheriffs got seven manacled Apache prisoners and the Mexican out of the coach to walk up the hill, leaving the more dangerous Apache kid manacled in the coach. As soon as the sage was out of sight, the lawmen were overpowered, disarmed, and killed. The Mexican prisoner, Jesus Abot, fled the scene, caught up with the coach, and told driver Eugene Middleton what had happened. Told to get in the coach, Abbott hid in the bushes close behind him. The Apaches arrived, shot Middleton, and released the Apache kid. After robbing the dead sheriffs and the wounded driver, who survived, the Apaches fled into the desert. Abbott, on a borrowed horse, rode back to Florence with the news, later pardoned for his actions. The Apaches escaped and disappeared, save for the Apache kid, who became a survival legend in the Southwest. Seen everywhere, killed by numerous lawmen, bounty hunters, and others over the next 20-plus years. It is most likely he died in 1894, but some claim it was old age in Mexico circa late 1930s. Too big for the reader. Look it all up. November 3rd, 1926, Annie Oakley, Little Sure Shot. Phoebe Ann Mosey, age 66, died in her sleep in Greenville, Ohio. A famous American sharpshooter, she performed with Buffalo Bill Cody's Wild West Show. Likely the best of them all. Tip your hat. November 4th, 1904, first release date of the Indian Head Eagle, $10 gold piece. Championed by Theodore Roosevelt, the coin quickly raised an outcry from the public. Omission of the motto, "In God We Trust," which was intentional, on the new coins caused public outrage and prompted Congress to pass a bill mandating its inclusion. The phrase was added in 1908. November 5th, 1877, Dodge City, Kansas. An afternoon disagreement between Lone Star Dance Hall co-owners Dick Moore and Bob Shaw boils over into a gunfight, precipitating the arrival of Deputy Marshal Ed Masterson. Masterson is shot by Shaw, who then receives several rounds in return. Moore and bystander Frank Buskirk are wounded by stray bullets. Everyone recovers. November 6, 1896. Sheriff Frank Canton has been investigating a variety of suspected activities, rustling, theft, etc., of the bounty-hunting Dunn brothers, B., Bill, Dal, Calvin, and George, around Pawnee, Oklahoma. Bill Dunn took umbrage at Canton's pursuit of his duties and went into town to kill him. His two shots missed, but Frank's two didn't. Most of the problems, along with the bounty hunting, ceased. November 6, 1938. The Red Rider comic strip, syndicated by a newspaper enterprise association, eventually garnered over 14 million readers. It was published in 750 papers and translated into 10 languages worldwide. November 7, 1897. Dan Dynamite Dan Clifton, cattle rustler, bank robber, and member of the Doolin Gang, ran out of luck at the hands of Deputy Marshals W.H. Hesbussy, George Lawson, and Chris Madsen near Chicota, Oklahoma. Shot out of the saddle early in the day, Dan later tried a frontal assault on the lawman as they approached a cabin in which he had taken refuge. No luck. November 7th, 1911. Outlaw John W. Gates is sprung from the Luna County Jail, New Mexico Territory, by John and Reynold Greer. Sheriff Dwight B. Stevens and Chief Deputy James Keeley are left standing unarmed in their stocking feet. November 8, 1887. John Henry, Doc Holliday, 19th on Bill's gunfighter list, died in bed of tuberculosis in Glenwood Springs, Colorado. Legend claims his last words to be, "We'll all be damned. This is funny." Unquote. Hare-Lip Charlie said Doc's last words were whispered to Big Nose Kate and that she would not reveal what he had uttered. A little confusion there. This is Program 45 for 2019. All the material presented here, copyrighted by OldWestDailyReader.com and R.W. Doc Boyle. Fine old-time background tunes were played by Don, Molly, Bill, and Kendall of Colorado band Wooden Nickel. This is Doc Boyle inviting you to trail back this way about this time next week. We'll take another look in OldWestDailyReader.com to see what happened in the great American Old West. Thanks for riding by.